Sheldon, I'm warning you. I can play this game, too.
If it's like your 3D chess game, then you're out of your length, width, and depth. Amy, get the Neosporin. Somebody just got burned.
All right. I tried.
All right, I tried. That should be the title of your autobiography. Ooh, a second degree burn.
I've got the Neosporin. Who got hurt?
It's a good thing you're cute.
So I was reading how it's a good idea for new parents to take an infant CPR class.
Yeah, we've been meaning to do that.
Oh, I know a CPR instructor who'll come to the house.
That'd be great.
I'll give him a call. We met when I was sleeping on the beach and he thought I was dead.
Thank you again for cooking. It's getting tough for me to be on my feet all day.
You just kick back and relax. I got it all under control.
Although it was already under control.
I'm sorry? You mumbled something?
It's just that they've had plenty of help.
Well, you know what they say, it takes a village.
Well, they already had a village.
I noticed the village couldn't find time to put the crib together.
Yeah, well, maybe the village was too busy checking out the local Montessori school for the new arrival.
You mean the one with the empty beer bottles in the sandbox? We'll pass, thank you.
Do something, Batman.
Hey.
What do you think you're doing?
Separating my delicates.
This is the level you're stooping to.
No, this is the level I am stooping to. I believe that is flag to crotch for checkmate. Easy peasy, ooh, so breezy.
Hey, what's up?
I'm here to put the crib together.
Oh, sorry. Already did it.
Oh, I don't know if you realize this, but I bought that crib.
Oh, yeah, I read about that on whogivesacrap.com.
Why are you being like this?
Because I love Howard and Bernadette, and if I want to keep mooching off them, I need to be helpful.
Hey, this pregnancy had an emotionally needy third wheel way before you came along.
Why can't there be four wheels?
Is this what you do when I'm not here? Make really good points?
Look, just come in and help me build a baby swing.
Thank you.
If you're hungry, you can eat your takeout. Nobody touched it.
I think I'm gonna go for a run. You wanna come?
No. Last time, that old lady in the park kept screaming, "Watch out, he's right behind you." Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Can I help you?
I don't think so, but you're sweet for asking.
What are you doing in our apartment?
Oh, I rented a room from your neighbor. Tall guy, dressed like a little boy.
Unbelievable. Okay, I don't know what he told you, but you can't stay here.
So, there are fresh linens on the bed. Oh, well, I see you've met Theodore. Theodore, these are your new roommates, Leonard and Penny. They're very honest, but I would not leave cash lying around.
Sheldon, what do you think you're doing?
My room is paid up until the end of the month, so I can do with it whatever I please, which includes renting it out for $1 a night.
It's like the 40s again.
Anyway, I'll leave you be. He's expecting a newspaper in the morning. Apparently, they still make them.
All right, Sheldon, this is over the line.
That's true. But had I done something under the line, there wouldn't be a man in your kitchen who can't produce a single form of ID.
I have a receipt from a blood bank. I'm O negative.
And now you know as much about him as I do.
Hey, Bernadette,
The swing comes with two different mobiles. The giraffes are pretty cute. What do you think?
Great. Go with the giraffes.
Although the high contrast of zebra stripes might provide better stimulus for a developing baby.
Yeah, you're probably right. Go with the zebras.
Good choice, boss.
At least my nose is naturally brown.
Hey, could you please go to the market for me?
Get Stuart or Raj to do it.
That way they've been doing everything for you.
I know, it's really making me lose respect for both of them.
Please just go to the store.
Fine. Who wants to drive me to the store?
Me!
I'll do it!
Oh. Take Raj. Stuart is supposed to paint my toenails.
What do you think? Should we go to a hotel?
Just leave him here alone?
Okay, I'll go to a hotel. Text me in the morning if you're still alive.
Theodore, how long are you planning to stay exactly?
Well, thanks to the coins I found in your couch, stay longer than I thought.
This is ridiculous.
I like the painting. Is that your mom?
Sheldon, get out here.
Will you keep it down? What kind of vengeful bed and breakfast do you think I'm running?
We lived together 13 years. How could you be so awful to me?
I'm being awful? You're the one who went out of your way to hurt me.
Because you were being selfish.
Dividing our belongings is difficult.
Why? I said I didn't care.
Excuse me. It's none of my business, but it sounds like a lot of this anger is coming from love.
Thanks, but nobody asked you.
Well, I'm just gonna keep on talking. Seems like with Sheldon moving out, you're in a new phase of your lives. And it's easier to fight than to face the feelings that you have for one another.
I think you might be right. Also, who is that?
I have to admit, leaving you to move in with Amy has been harder than I thought it would be.
For me, too. It's not the same with you gone.
If you're looking for a new guy to live with...
Well, okay, thank you. So no one's gonna tell me. Okay.
Leonard, I would like us to stop fighting about our possessions.
Well, I'd like that, too.
In fact, I want you to keep the apartment flag. And I'm not just saying that because it touched your genitals.
Promise?
I do. And to show you that there are no hard feelings, I am willing to rub my genitals on it as well.
Well, if we're rubbing genitals on things, that's where I shine.
A little lower to the left. A little more.
Good?
No, still hideous.
I'm sure at some point we won't even notice it's there.
Yeah, you think that, but after a while it starts showing up in your dreams.
I think it brings the room together.
Hey, tomorrow, who wants to paint the nursery?
I'll do it.
Why do you get to do it? I'm the artist.